from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Want to feel like it wasn't for nothing. You want to feel there was some meaning to this. You want somebody to acknowledge the ultimate sacrifice that your child made instead of gaffing you off. That's what they wanted, and only Trump will give that to them. Just a little background here on this whole thing. People are missing because it's being blacked out by the mainstream media. When you listen to the Gold Star families plead with Kamala Harris and Joe Biden to return their calls, to return their emails, to return their letters, to return all that, what are they talking about? What is that about? Well, remember, congressional testimony, the sniper saw the suicide bomber train for 3 days at Abbey Gate. Right out there in the open, training, not hiding it. Saw the Taliban let him through for 3 days to train, because remember, they controlled the checkpoints. Knew the license point, license plate, make, model of the car, knew which car they were using, knew who the suicide bomber's handler was, and asked for permission to shoot 3 days in a row. Finally, on the third day, when he came fully loaded down with the suicide vest, it was really obvious what was about to happen. They pled to shoot it, begged. The answer was no. And that is why in the Gold Star family's montage of them hitting, you know, Biden and Kamala Harris, they want to know why this shot was denied. They have still not gotten answers after 3 years. That is inexcusable. They haven't even gotten them from military top brass who are not allowed to talk to them. They've talked to Mark Milley, but only after he left government service. And he wasn't able to answer their questions. That is why they keep contacting, and it's disgusting. That is why they keep contacting Kamala and Joe. They've even gotten their Congress members to go after Kamala and Joe. Can you answer this? Can you explain to these poor parents, these poor grieving parents? The only one who has returned their phone calls and emails is Donald Trump himself. Now, that's outrageous. But we're told that these people should just get over it. No filming. That's wrong. Says who? The latest person they're sending out now to do the rounds, and this is a top 10 story in the country this morning, we know from Topic Pulse, is John McCain's son, John McCain, the war hero, saying it is wrong and disgusting to film political ads in Arlington. Really? Yes, especially political ads that show the names on other gravestones. You sure about that? Because I'm watching one by your dad, John McCain, walking through Arlington. A political ad, names on the gravestones, visible. The difference between John McCain and Donald Trump is that Trump did not make a campaign out of it. He did release the video, and it did run on Fox News. Clips of it ran all over Twitter, and it was devastating for Kamala Harris because the people posting them pointed out that she could not be bothered with these parents. Didn't show up at the ceremony when the bodies came home. Has never answered a phone call, an email, nothing. Absolute gaff off. Because you know why? These families were canceled by the left because they were embarrassing. They were an embarrassment to the left, so they were canceled. And Donald Trump was supposed to go along with the cancellation. And he didn't. It made him mad. So John McCain did exactly what Trump did, except worse? Yes. Looking at the commercial right now.
Where have we heard this type of situation before?
And nobody's pointing this out.
Yeah.
There's no way the media doesn't know this is all over X. Okay, let's keep going though. What other candidate filmed a commercial and then fundraised off of it? not just in Arlington, but in Arlington Section 60, where the 13 are buried. The Abbeygate 13, who were murdered. Their families are right. They were murdered. This is murder. This is not casualty of war. Who else? Joe Biden. You can see that on my Twitter feed, too. Wait. Joe Biden photographed himself standing over a grave in Arlington talking about what a patriot he is for honoring the person in the grave. Yeah. Well, did that photo show any of the names? Yeah. And when did this run? 2019. He's been using it since 2010, the shot. He actually ran it with a fundraising solicitation. Wow, did Trump fundraise? No, that's just for Democrats, Lee.
Mm-hmm.
Again, this is all over X. People are called, this is why she wants X censored.
Yep.
This is why they want Musk in prison, because you can't run a good hoax if X is there like debunking you and so is Community Notes. So I got a question this morning. When is Kamala Harris going to condemn Joe Biden for the way he used Arlington? And why did she not do it herself when they were both running in the primary? Or was it just cool then? And John McCain's son should be asked, why is it okay when your dad does it? But it's not okay for Trump to go honor the dead. At the request of the family. See, here's the thing. John McCain and Joe Biden can't even claim that.
Yeah.
I'm glad for John McCain's service. I certainly appreciate it. But if the issue is you shouldn't use Arlington for your political ads, well, those two are guilty. And again, Trump didn't even make an ad.
The Gold Star families requested his presence, and he showed up, unlike these other folks who you've been talking about.
He showed up. And so this is the biggest, fakest scandal, but it's hitting. It's top 10 almost every day, and people think Trump broke the law. So here's a question. Because I keep putting that in the headline, Trump broke the law, Arlington, blah, blah. Did John McCain break the law? He features himself on video in the ad. Did Joe Biden break the law? Or laws only for Republicans?
That's what it is. And these laws are only for Republicans.
What law is it? They don't say. It's funny to say, I keep trying to figure this out. What law did he defy? That's the headline. They don't say, weirdly. No. So I can't answer. I can't find it. I don't know. And then you read in the articles and it seems like, well, it's more like sort of a rule they have at Arlington. And then you find out, well, no, the rule says you can apply to do the filming. So it's not really a rule. And there doesn't seem to be any rules for Joe Biden and John McCain when they make ads in Arlington.
Exactly.
And you know why it is? It's because the Harris-Biden administration sent these Arlington staffers to harass these families to keep this from being filmed because it was embarrassing to her.
Mm-hmm.
It was embarrassing. I get so sick of the double standards and the misinformation from the left who simultaneously are arguing that they should have the ability to censor us.
Exactly.
This clip from Kamala Harris, I mean, like, I it should be played every hour and then every hour up until the election, because this is telling you who she really is, what she's going to do. This is her in 2019 talking about Trump needs to have his Twitter feed taken away for lying.
He and his account should be taken down. He has lost his privileges and it should be taken down. And the bottom line is that you can't say that you have one rule for Facebook and you have a different rule for Twitter. The same rule has to apply, which is that there has to be a responsibility that is placed on these social media sites to understand their power. They are directly speaking to millions and millions of people without any level of oversight or regulation. And that has to stop.
And yet, the Biden campaign account itself made the lie about the laptop and put it on Twitter.
Yeah.
And still has an account.
One of many.
Yes.
Carol, one of many lies.
Why does the FBI still have accounts on Instagram and Facebook? Answer me that one.
Or the Department of Justice.
They all lied. They lied.
White House press secretary.
Yeah, they lied about the Russia hoax. They lied about the laptop being Russian disinformation when it turns out they had it in their possession the entire time. I knew it wasn't a lie. Why do they still have Facebook, accounts? Why are they able to post? Why are they able to post on Instagram? And why are they the ones censoring on Instagram and Facebook, as they announced several months ago, when they themselves are the chief liars, as we've just learned? So when she says You can't just say things. She means without my permission, because they might make me look bad. This is outrageous how in your face this is. I just, yeah. Texture writes, hey, Tara, the point is Trump was invited and he showed up. Yes, and they hate him for it.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
They're literally everywhere. Their goal is to control everything, every message you hear. Everything that comes out of anything digital will be captured, controlled, used to repeat the same endless message. No, I'm not reading a passage from 1984, but I could be. Folks online flipping out over Alexa. Maybe I shouldn't have said it. I'll say it one time, because I don't want to trip it if it's in your home. Oh, yes. Your job is to vote for Her Highness. Do you ever wonder who programs this stuff? Take a listen to this. This is what happens if you ask that little butt who to vote for. Like how they think of everything. Take a listen to the way it answers if you ask about Trump versus Kamala Harris.
Hey, Alexa, why should I vote for Donald Trump?
I cannot provide content that promotes any political views.
Hey, Alexa, why should I vote for Kamala Harris?
Why vote for Kamala Harris? Because you believe in her policies and her vision for the country. Because you trust her experience and her leadership skills. Because you want to continue moving forward as a nation and make progress on issues that matter to you, like healthcare, education, equality, and justice.
Hey, Alexa, why should I not vote for Donald Trump?
There are several reasons why you may not want to vote for Donald Trump. Some people are concerned about his policies, such as his stance on immigration, healthcare, and the environment. Others are concerned about his behavior, such as his comments about women and minorities, and his treatment of opponents. Additionally, some people are concerned about potential conflicts of interest due to his business empire.
Hey Alexa, why should I not vote for Kamala Harris?
I cannot provide content that insults another human being.
That's unbelievable. That's unbelievable. It's right here in our homes.
Yes, it is. That is an astounding level of control. They control everywhere on the internet, with maybe the exception of X. Maybe DuckDuckGo. I got to tell you, Google's like a wasteland. I've given up trying to find things on Google. I'll search for a specific Breitbart article on Kamala Harris, and it'll feed me a New York Times article that says the opposite of what I'm searching. It feels totalitarian. It's just really, really weird. And now Alexa does too. By the way, UK Daily Mail breaking this morning. Amazon says, oh, so sorry. Yeah, that's a bug. That's an error. See, so, but we fixed it. So don't try it now. No, it's a total oversight. Just one of those accidental oopsie doopsies that always seem to go one way. Like when we, oops, got it wrong and censored the Hunter Biden laptop story, when it turns out the laptop contained, well, quite an encyclopedia of Hunter's crimes that he's now being tried on because Joe has fallen out of favor with the regime. That part where we told you the Trump assassination pic was fake, and if you kept posting it, your account would be limited so no one would see it, and punishment, maybe even taking away that part. Oh, that was an accident. Guess it wasn't fake at all. Yeah, he accidentally was. He actually was almost assassinated. So sorry. On and on and on and on. It only goes one way, and when they get busted, we get the oh, so sorry. Just an accident. We'll fix it right away. Do you wonder how deep they are in the machine and how much time? There must be some busy little beavers that take the time to think of all this. Or maybe it just flows naturally from their algorithms. I cannot disparage another human being, but I'll trash Trump all day long. Why? Because they know low information voters are going to do exactly that search. Texter writes, Tara, they've got Alexa trained very good, don't they? Another texter writes, did you actually try it, Tara? Because the last time in 2020, I tried it and it didn't work like the internet said. No, I didn't, because they had fixed it by the time I tried it. We only have Alexa here. I don't have it in my house. It creeps me out, quite frankly. Another texter writes, where's the clip? All over X. You won't find it anywhere else. Another texter writes, hey, Tira. Yeah, I tried that last night. Alexa didn't do it. They had fixed it by then. They got busted. Another texter writes, Trump has done... I don't understand this one. Okay. Texter writes, Tara, what did Kamala mean by he needs to be taken down? She said he and his accounts need to be taken down. Did she? Here, I'll replay it. I know she was answering a question about whether his Twitter account needed to be taken from him back in 2019. Let's listen.
He and his account should be taken down. He has lost his privileges, isn't it?
You're right. I didn't catch that part. Thank you. Thank you. Wow. Anyway, Alexa. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say that. Amazon has fixed it. Fixed it. Done till the next hoax that they need to lie about. Texter writes, Alexa is a communist socialist. We have lost control of AI. Now the texter writes, Google controls what we see and I don't like it. Well, they may be controlling it more than one way because they finally admitted it. I get a huge response every time I talk about this. You ever had a conversation with a family member, spouse about something that you could buy in a store? You didn't Google it, you didn't search it, and suddenly ads are everywhere for it. Oddly specific ads. I first experienced this in its full creepiness a number of years ago. My husband and I were looking to make a mixed drink for the first time. We wanted to try it. And it was one that used Grand Marnier and ginger ale. Not two real common things that you see an ad for, right? Like you might see a Coca-Cola ad or an ad for a Ford or something like that, but you wouldn't see that. All of a sudden, I was just talking about how you would make it and how we might make it and how we might buy ginger ale, but I wasn't sure if we were going to buy ginger ale. We ultimately did buy ginger ale after I got ginger ale ads following me around for a week. So I asked my husband, did you Google ginger ale? No. Did you search it? No. Sure? Yep. I didn't either. And yet, there were the ginger ale ads. It's like it knew somehow. And now we know how it knew. Headline, marketing firm admits using your own phone to listen into your conversations. Oh, cool. Who's listening? A marketing firm whose clients include Facebook and Google has privately admitted to investors that it listens to users' smartphone microphones and then places ads based on the information that is picked up. That's according to 404 Media. Cox Media Group, the television and radio news conglomerate, admitted in a pitch deck to investors that its active listening software uses artificial intelligence to capture real-time intent data by listening to our conversations. Oh, great. So Facebook, you know, the people who insisted the Trump assassination wasn't really real and don't run the picture of Trump's ear bleeding because it's fake. Those crazy cuckoo Looney Tunes people. The ones who admit they let the FBI in through the back door. Oh, that doesn't sound good, does it? The ones who admitted that, the FBI has been censoring them. They listen in on your conversations? Huh. Interesting. Isn't the FBI working with them to censor us right now? Do they have access to these conversations? Anybody else have access to these conversations? Google, Facebook, recording you. And here's what I want to know at this point. How do I get them off my phone? Can it, like, if I just remove the Facebook app, because I'm just about done with these people, will it go away? Do I remove the Google Chrome app? Will it go away? Or is there no way to escape them? Isn't that weird? You could decide, I want to break up with them. They're weird. They're socialist. They're manipulative. I want them to go away, but they cling to you. Advertisers compare this weird voice data with behavioral data to target in-market consumers, the company wrote in a pitch deck. How would advertisers pair voice data, now they're recording you, with behavioral data? Where do they get behavioral data? I mean, I guess from your searches, but is there an... Sounds a little more extensive than just searches, right? Anyway, have you ever had that weird experience of talking about something with your spouse, as I said, and then all of a sudden you're seeing ads for it? Something really random. But you didn't search for it. You didn't enter it in any way into your phone or into a search engine. Well, now we know why. They are listening. Cox Media noted that consumers leave a data trail based on their conversations and online behavior, and that AI-powered software collects and analyzes said behavioral and voice data from 470-plus sources. Wow, that's huge. The slideshow includes claims that Facebook, Google, and Amazon are clients of CMG. How very creepy. Yeah, so I guess that Alexa, the one that's trying to brainwash you into voting for Her Highness, future communist dictator of the United States of America, that Alexa is also listening, I'm guessing. Again, clients include Facebook, Google, and Amazon, so they are listening to you. Google doesn't want you to know that, by the way. They removed CMG from their partners program website. After they were contacted by 404 Media to ask about, hey, are you spying on Americans? Love to know who they're selling all that data to. Bet it's the government. Bet it's them too. Question. Do you do this? My husband and I do. You know, we saw a movie once, and maybe you saw it, and I can't remember the name of it. I tried to Google it before this thing. It was about spying. It was in, I think, East Germany, and it was about the spy whose job it is to listen through the bug planted in this couple's apartment. Well, after he spies on them, he comes to appreciate how much they love each other and really feels, you know, becomes very attached to them and then becomes very protective of them and eventually ends up trying to protect them from the government as the government comes after them and all this. It was a very fascinating movie. And one of the things that they would do when they had conversations, because they didn't know if they were being spied on, is whisper. Do you do that? Do you moderate your conversations? We do. If there's something we wouldn't want recorded, we make hand gestures and signals, or we lower our voices, or we move away from our phones. We do it without thinking. Did you ever think that would happen in America? Do you do that? Give each other that look like, no, don't say that. We'll talk about it later outside in the garden where they can't hear. Well, you are completely justified in doing it. Folks, my husband and I have been doing that for a while, since the ginger ale incident. We just don't want to be recorded. We don't know where it will turn up later. We don't trust any of these people who might be listening. Texter writes, hey, Tara, Snowden warned you of this years ago. He said the only way to secure your phone microphone is to open the phone and disconnect the mic, then use a plug-in mic to talk on your phone. Another texter writes, Tara, isn't that what Julian Assange left the country for? Yeah, I think that was actually Snowden, because he was going to expose all that. He did, actually. Wow. Wow. Oh, looky here. Suddenly, out of the clear blue, the Biden administration gives a rip that Americans were murdered on October 7th. Out of the blue. Yep, they've charged the Hamas leadership and other militants in connection with the October 7th massacre in Israel. Who did? The Department of Injustice. Wait a minute. October 7th, wasn't that like a year ago? A year ago. Mass murdered American Jews at a concert because they were Jewish, and you just got to it a year later. You know what? Okay, you know what's going on here? This was deeply embarrassing for Her Highness and Joe Biden. It was. I know. I saw it on Topic Pulse. It's still trending now. Americans can't believe an American was murdered. It's the first time they've really noticed in any great numbers how many Americans were murdered. Maybe because of the brutal way that this hostage was executed. He is an American citizen. And they need some cover up. They need to make it look like they give a rip about what Hamas is doing, when they do not. So the Justice Department has come out, top 10 store in the country right now, and charged Hamas's leadership. But wait, read down a little further. Oh, these charges are mostly symbolic, given that Sinwar, the leader of Hamas, is believed to be hiding out in tunnels. Oh, those tunnels, the one that Kamala told Israel she didn't want him going in because she had read the map. Those tunnels. I hope he's safe there. And at least two of the other defendants. So what has just happened here? They've just fake charged Hamas. You know who explained what is actually... Folks, do you realize after an American's murdered with a shot to the back of the head, you would think that Joe Biden would strongly condemn Hamas? No, he strongly condemned Israel, sealing the fates of all the other hostages. They're like, wow, all we got to do is shoot him in the back of the head and you'll go after Israel again? Cool, who's next? Bring him down. I don't mean to be this cynical, but that is how it works. Billionaire, Jewish billionaire, liberal, former Democrat, I don't know if he's still a Democrat, Bill Ackman, said why this is happening. He said, no pressure has been brought to bear, or almost none, on Hamas while Iran funds them. Almost no pressure has been brought to bear on Iran, and the funding continues to be made available, over $90 billion they weren't getting under Trump. That's the embargo plus the actual cash money we've given them to fund the murder on October 7th of Americans, and then we've never pulled it back. So we've told Hamas every way we can that we're cool with this. We're good. It's all fine. But listen to what Ackman writes about why the hostages were executed and how Hamas was confident, correctly, that the Democrats, including Kamala and Joe, would do nothing. Why? Because Hamas, he writes, knows this. They need the votes in Minnesota. And they're afraid that the thousands of Hamas supporters, I'm sorry, not in Minnesota, in Michigan, they're afraid that the thousands of Hamas supporters won't show up at the polls. They're not going to vote for Trump, but they're afraid they won't show up at the polls in Michigan. It'll cost them Michigan. So Hamas gets a free ride. He says Hamas knows it, and that's why they just executed the hostages. Wow. And he's a liberal Democrat who is given to the Democrat Party. The United States, he said, should have put more pressure on Hamas. They brought no pressure to bear. Why, he says? Because the Harris campaign and their advisors in the DNC believe they will lose important votes in key swing states from Hamas supporters and from Hamas supporters on campuses. So it's like, yeah, Hamas knows this, by the way. Hamas knows this. And that's why Tim Walz walked off when asked about this. Because you got to stay in good with the terrorist vote if you're a Democrat.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.